Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. From the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And joining me today is writer Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Bill, this is confession time, Father Bill.
Sure.
I've been reading too many lawyers. It's a disease now. Do you remember hearing the common use test? Remember that phrase?
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay, that comes up in legal challenges and legal challenges to a gun ban. When the state says, ooh, you can't have that weapon, the burden falls on the state to show that it's the gun part or gun accessory is both particularly dangerous and unusual.
Right.
It's not or, it's and. Okay, that's not as crazy as it sounds. You know, we're not supposed to wear explosive vests because they cause indiscriminate damage. We don't carry shock-sensitive explosives because they go boom unpredictably. Look, those are both dangerous and unusual. Makes perfect sense. But we developed this legal test to say, oh, it's in common use. And once we show that it's common, then it, by definition, can't be unusual. You can't have something that's common and unusual at the same time. Now, we look at all the people walking down the street who dress in goth, and they're trying to prove us wrong. But, okay, that means the test for a firearm being both dangerous and unusual fails once it's common and the law is unconstitutional. The NSSF did a survey of magazines that they'd made, and wow. We hear all these, yes, we need to ban high-capacity magazines, large-capacity magazines. Actually, the majority of magazines that were made were over 10 rounds. And this is not like me checking my closet. They looked at almost a billion magazines that they produced. Those are some significant statistics.
Right.
Wow. It turns out about 46% were rifle magazines that were greater than 30 rounds, 30 or greater. And interesting among handguns, now lots of my handguns, the 1911 will only hold 8, very common firearm. There are lots of guns you couldn't get a 10-round mag, not if you're going to carry concealed. But even amongst pistols, over half, 55%, had detachable magazines that held 11 or more cartridges. Wow. And the reason, again, that's important is, by the way, a gun or a gun part doesn't have to be in the majority to be common. I'm going to go back to the U.S. Supreme Court when their stun gun ruling. They said stun guns are commonly owned. They compared them to F-150 pickup trucks. They said, look, most cars aren't F-150 pickup trucks, but that doesn't mean that the F-150 is in any sense unusual. It is common. Yeah. Good work by the NSSF.
Common use, that's one of those things that, I don't know. It's interesting the way the left takes the vernacular and twists it around. Because with guns with common use, they will just out and out lie. They'll say nobody's using these commonly. Even though I think in Massachusetts, they determined that stun guns or tasers or whatever it was, they were in common use, and there was only 200,000 of them there. And they determined 200,000 was common use.
Yep.
So with guns, on the one hand, common use is not one thing. But on the other hand, when you look at, like, media, for example, they take the common use thing and turn that into copyright infringements and plagiarism and claim common use. So it's really interesting the way they use common use.
Yeah, it gets twisted all kinds. Now, some anti-gunners said, you guys almost never, quote, use your guns in armed defense. Well, that's true. I think we only kill about 400, 500 criminals a year in self-defense. Therefore, guns in self-defense are uncommon. And you say, no, grandma took the gun, took it out of her knitting bag and said, you need to get out of my home. It's 2 a.m. or I'll shoot you. That firearm is used. You and I use a fire extinguisher every day. We have it, I've got one in the laundry room, one in my shop, one in the garage, one in the house. They're in use. They're deployed. That doesn't mean we add fires every day.
Right.
But we still use a lot of fire extinguishers. And it is interesting, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the left, well, we should just call them Marxists. Just call it that.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. There's this meme going around on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. There's a picture of this gal. I want to ban guns. Tell the truth. Oh, I did. I want to ban guns. Tell the truth. All right, I'm a communist. I want to confiscate them all. Thank you. Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, in any event... you can do that if you hammer on them long enough. You'll get them to admit that what their true goal is, because they really want to state it. They're really proud of it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting thing just to observe from time to time, especially when it comes to guns, because I would really love to know how many Marxists own guns.
Oh, okay, we got to go there.
Yeah.
Isn't it almost a countercultural joke now about how many Chicago aldermen get arrested for having an illegal gun? Meanwhile, they're all about gun control.
Those and their what do they call them? Their interdiction piece guys that. The ex-felons that...
Oh, yeah, those guys too, right?
Yeah, they constantly getting caught up in gun charges as well. It's a Chicago thing.
This one came out of Minnesota. I don't know if you heard it.
Yeah.
Now, the reason is it's kind of timely. Minnesota Democrats have a single-seat majority in the state Senate.
Oh, yes, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You remember this.
Yeah.
A sitting senator... Also a member of the Democrat Firearm Labor Party.
Yep.
She gets arrested last week. She broke into her stepmother's home to steal her deceased father's ashes.
Mm.
At 4 a.m, dressed all in black, and the stepmom goes, "Help, police, there's an intruder here." So she gets arrested and charged with burglary.
She had just done an event with the Moms Demand Attention.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. She's all, oh, yes, if it weren't for guns, we'd be safe in our homes and on the streets. And I went, unless I'm breaking into your home in the middle of the night. Wow.
Steal dead bodies. I'm a grave robber.
Now,
well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. So tell everybody how to find you before we launch into the
I write at the Slow Facts blog. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Bill and I seem to find something to talk about. Thank you.
It's a target-rich environment. It is one of those things where you get out there and you look at it and you say to yourself, self, this is, when are they going to learn? When are they going to learn? They don't seem to be learning. They do not. Although I do, when we get back, I want to do a little update on what I discovered yesterday with permitless carry here in South Carolina, compare notes with you since you guys just got it. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, writer and collaborator and shooter and scuba diver. I ran into a regular Joe in South Carolina yesterday, and I was, how do I put this nicely? I was astounded at the stuff that this individual was talking, because he was talking about carrying guns, and then he would make a declaration about carrying a gun, and then he would say, "Is that the way it goes?" and all this other stuff. And in the same sentence, though, this guy would go, "I don't think training should be mandatory, and I don't know if you should look at some educational things as training and mandatory if you don't know what you're talking about." I mean, what are you seeing in Louisiana as far as the learning curve?
When I talk to the local shops, I think the reason this came up is we passed constitutional carry a day before you did. Yours went into effect when it was signed. Ours is way out on the 4th of July.
Right.
Not that far away. And the local shops are already seeing people come in who go, "I could carry this in the public, couldn't I?" And in point of fact, if you carried now, you might get cited. You probably won't get dragged into court. But fortunately, a lot of people are coming in going, "I have this at home. I don't know how to carry it. What do I need to learn?" And the local shooting ranges, in particular them, more so than the gun stores, are saying, "Wow, yeah, we can help you with that. There are things you need to know before you carry in public, both for your safety," meaning how to carry without injuring yourself and other innocents, "how to defend yourself and other innocents, and what you need to know about the law." Yeah, I like what I'm seeing so far.
I'm a little concerned here, but see, here's the other thing. I know you probably know this too. People like to discuss things, and sometimes they discuss things and they don't have the full array of knowledge that goes along with the topic, and but they are receptive to being I don't want to say corrected, just to being shown the truth. And
right,
because it's not my job to correct anybody. And whenever, I mean, people always say, "Will you go do this? Will you go do this?" And I'm like, listen, I'm not an instructor. I am one of the instructed.
Right.
But then I point out to him, and I think the most important thing for you to learn, which is and you tell me what you think about this.
Sure.
Whenever I go to a class, I get this thing happening in my head where I see myself as like Sonny Crockett. And I kind of think that makes me a little less receptive in the beginning of the class. I mean, I'm having fun with it. I'm there to have fun with it. But by the same token, I think sometimes we would be better served. I would be better served if I just sat back, shut up, and just let the process and try to comply with it just to see how it's going to work out.
Right. Right. Now, here's something interesting, and you just touched on it. Instructors get all kinds of students. Some are receptive. Some are skeptical. Some can do what everybody tries to teach. I'm going to claim to speak for almost all instructors. We try and teach you what works best as is most likely to work. We don't want to teach you something obscure and start there and see, "Oh, yeah, we're able to pull that off." We want you to find success as easily as possible. And I've had people say, "Look, I don't teach it that way because people who have, you know, how to grab and rack a slide. Yes, you could do it that way. This works even if you have difficulty gripping," which now more and more people, particularly older people, women have less grip strength than men. They still have to grab a slide and rack it. So we teach the easiest way.
I think for me, I think it's very important for me that I just keep on saying to myself, I'm always going to be a student. I'm always going to have something like a...
There you go.
I'm always going to... There's always going to be a perspective that I need to look at or need to consider as I go along with all this stuff. As long as I can do that, right, I'll be good to go. And that's my biggest fear, that I get out there and I begin to think, I'm just out here for the video. I don't need to go that route. That is definitely not the route for me to go. So that's what I...
Well, is it...
Yes?
Even watching other students, you know, often you and I, okay, this is way inside baseball.
Yeah.
Often groups that are taking live firearms training get broken into relays. We don't have enough space or enough instructors to watch all of you do this at the same time. Hey, group A, group B, first group, second group, whatever. And you're looking at them and going, oh, that's, I heard what the instructor said. Now that I see it, I wonder which one of those, because you're looking at all the students and they're doing many different things, and then they start correcting them and you go, oh, that's what they meant. Because there's often a slip between what's spoken and what's meant. We try and use the clearest language we can. We try and demo. But again, when people try and put it into practice, everybody does that. If you want to get good, if you want to get good at tennis, at driving, at shooting, having someone who has studied how to do it efficiently look at what you're doing, they'll go, okay, we want to tweak that a little here. I know it may feel right, but that little bit, that's true of any performance activity.
Right. Practice makes perfect. Reps are really good. That's what I liked about the tactical response class.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of reps.
Yep.
We got a lot of reps in that class. And I guess with Steve's class, which was the last of the two, it's been 5 years since I took those classes. That
you ready to go back to technical response with me? Let's see when I make a schedule.
Well, let's see if that wouldn't be a bad idea. It'd be interesting to go there now.
Right.
I'll have to figure out how to get us up there because I know a couple of guys that go up there that do these classes that are like traveling guys that can get us some slots, and then all we got to do is just manage to make it to Camden, Tennessee, and have at it.
Yep.
Have at it. We're coming up on the next break, so I will just tell you this as before you tell everybody how to find you. I had a really good day as far as things coming in at the FFLs last week. I had a really good day. Or a good week.
Oh, good.
So I got a gun from Staccato to review, but I have to send that back.
Yeah.
Taryn Butler sent me a gun from Taryn Tactical that I get to keep. And I finally got my 10mm back from Roger Ward, which going out today to be shot. And we have some ballistics gel. How do they find you?
You look for me at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you there. A lot of them are about armed self-defense. And then there's Bill and I. Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts are underway following deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. Here's Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. The other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
The tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump has arrived in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes on Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan anticipated to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. And a proposal by Senator Ted Cruz aiming to grant politicians special privileges at airports has been removed from an FAA reauthorization bill. The Texas Republican sought security escorts and special screenings. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking about some stuff. One of the guns I got is the most interesting gun I've had in a long time because it actually answered, it checked a box. And it's been around for a while. It's not a new thing or anything. It's just that this is the first time I've ever gotten a hold of it. Have you ever tried the Glock 43X?
No. Tell me about it.
Well, so, like, when the Glock 45 came out, the reason I liked it is because I had that full grip of the Glock 17, but with the shorter slide of the Glock 19. I thought that was a good thing. And I had, as a matter of fact, I mentioned this to Super Dave Harrington. I said, it would be great to have a Glock 26 with a Glock 19 grip. You know, shorter slide, bigger grip. And,
right.
Well, heretofore, Glock has not made that, but they did make the Glock 43X. Now, the way the 43X will take, who makes these magazines? Hang on one second. I got one right here in front of me, and I can tell you. Glock 43X takes a magazine made by a company.
But it's It's a single stack, right? Or
no.
Stack and a half?
Well, with a Shield Arms magazine, you can get a 15-round Shield Arms magazine that will go in it.
And oh, wow.
It's flush. So now I have the Glock 19-length grip with the Glock 26-length slide, although it is narrower with Glock 43X.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'll be taking that out today. This is the gun Taron Butler actually carries as his personal everyday driver. He's, you know, his version of it. And this is in the combat carry configuration.
Sure.
Which just means he's got various configurations that have various parts of the trim added to it. This is the smaller guns. They'll get to, you know, lighten the slide a little bit, make it a little more ergonomic, not too much done to it.
Well, the nice thing about my problem with the Glock has been, it felt like I was grabbing a brick. It was so wide, it didn't give me natural pointing. And now they've narrowed it up, that would solve a lot of problems.
Right.
I spoke with a mutual friend. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
And he points out that one of the he carries a firearm very similar to that. And he goes, but I put an optic on it. One of the hard parts is, okay, as the slide gets shorter, it's easier to conceal. But now I want to reach out and hit something that's farther away. And particularly, none of us are getting any older. Focusing intensely on that front sight is harder.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put a dot on it. I think that is going to become more and more common.
Well, it's a little easier to... When people are trying to describe how to find the front sight, back sight, and what to focus on, you know, the sight should be lined up but blurry in your vision. You should be focusing on the target. You should have both eyes open, all this other stuff. When they throw all those little details into it versus just putting an optic on it and saying zeroing the optic and saying, okay, the bullet's going to go where the dot is.
Right. Right.
So, and I know...
I was in a gun shop recently. You got some guns in. I sold six this last week.
Okay.
And I'm in the firearms I hadn't been shooting in a year. So I said, okay, you flunked the test. Someone else needs to own these, not me. And in there was a cert pistol. And I showed that to the guys in the gun shop. A lot of them were stunned by it. If you don't know, a cert pistol is a laser training aid.
Right.
It looks like a gun. A light comes out when you press the trigger, and we can tell where you're pointing. And what you just mentioned, lined up the sights, what they're blurry, they're here, they're that. Often I've seen students, I show them the picture of the sights, I hold it a certain way, they look at me, they go do it, and they tell me they're doing what I showed them, but the gun's pointed at the ceiling. So then we put the laser gun in their hand, and I say, put that dot on the target, and they see the sights come into alignment, and they go, oh, that's what you meant. What was so interesting was here are guys who sell hundreds of guns a week, and they'd never seen that training aid. And I went, wow, okay, we're all different. We have different backgrounds.
The interesting thing about this 43X, it has a Trigon red dot on it.
Sweet!
Yeah, I mean, they make them now for the narrower frame. So it has. So I got 15 rounds, which is the same as any Glock 19. Which everybody looks at the Glock 19 and says, this is the minimum for a fighting handgun. So it checks that box. Then it's smaller and lighter, so it checks the easier to carry box. And, and they make things to go with. And this actually has I've got the first design of the Glock 43 that came out, the single stack. And it's a little too narrow. It has the same problem that the P365 has with me with the grip. It's just too narrow, even though the 365 can have extended magazines to hold 15 rounds, which makes the grip longer. The 43X is flush fit, so it's double stack wide with no waste as far as, and it's a very subtle difference between the Glock 19 mag and this mag, but. And the shield mags that are 15 rounds are metal, and they seem to be fairly plentiful out there. But 15 rounds on tap, we'll see how that works out.
But that's what you think you're going to put on your hip and carry around?
I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been carrying the 45 for a very long time. It's really just a matter of months, but most of the time with me, you know, I get a gun, I'm like, this is my new carry gun, and then next week I'm like, look at my new carry gun, and 2 weeks later, I just got a new carry gun. So, so with this, with the 45, and what I did was I set up my Glock 45 and my Glock 17 the same way, same trigger, same optic.
Right.
And got the holsters that fit them and make it easier to carry, and I've been carrying them that way. And I will still keep them. I'm sure I will still carry them. But very shortly, to mess up this mix, I'm going to have the Staccato CS coming into the house. And I told them that the problem for me with the Staccato CS is the shortage of magazines.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because if I'm going to carry a gun, I want to be able to go train with it. And going to, like, a tactical response class and taking 3 magazines, you're going to be spending a lot of time loading.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah.
okay, when I went and sold all those guns, they didn't want the mags. The only exception was the 1911 because they go, oh, well, those are Wilson Combat.
What did you sell?
Yeah. Pardon? An AR, an AK, 45, and some Glocks.
Are you like me? Where
don't
you
worry, I've still got plenty. I'm not
worried about that. But I mean, like with me, when I get a gun and it sits around, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to carry it. I'm not, but I like it. After a while, I sit around and I look at it, and I'm like, I'm never going to use this thing. And then I turn around and sell it. Yeah. Is that what you did with these?
Absolutely. They've been lonely for a year, and I'm going, I'm afraid they're going to rust, so I'm going to sell them.
Yeah. Yeah, guns should never be safe, Queens. I know some guns that are out there that are collector's items are pretty nice. But so now you have settled down on the Smith & Wesson M&P, yeah?
Yep.
How have you configured this one up? Have you got a dot? You got a flashlight? What are you doing with it?
No flashlight yet. I have the dot. And the dot I have is a primary arms. I think it's called the Vulcan. What they did, you can get dots that have a large ring. You can get dots that have a dot in the center. They did both. They made the ring so large that if you're lined up, you don't even see the ring. I mean, maybe you just see the edges of it in the corners. The reason they have that ring is if you present it and you see this curve, it tells you where the dot's hiding. Because you can lose the dot in the optic if your kinematics are off a little bit. I really like it.
Hang on. Tell everybody how to find you real quick. We're coming up on the last break. And I want to ask you about the primary arms dot, because that's what I put on the 10mm. Tell everybody how to find you.
Ooh. I write the Slow Fox blog. It's at slowfox.wordpress.com. I write a lot about constitutional carry and about self-defense. There are 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Bill and I find something to talk about.
I'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Rob Morse, and quite by accident, he just let something slip that I find very interesting because I too have a primary arms optic dot on a gun. And the one I have is the micro. I think it's the least expensive. Mm. But I mean, red dots are, lots of people are getting into them, and I'm having a hard time. You know, I don't need to have a red dot that I can take and hammer a nail into a board with. I mean, I just need it to work right, and not break if I drop it. And that's about as far as it goes. How do you like the little primary? Because that's not a very expensive optic, right? How much was that one?
I think it was $240.
Yeah.
So middle of the road. Okay, like everything else about firearms, dots are changing.
Right.
People now have figured out that, oh, that piece of glass in the middle of a metal frame, can we put another transparency on it so that we don't get dirt in there and on the emitter?
Yeah.
Give it, seal it effectively so, right, oh, there's mud on it. Wipe the mud off and go back to work. So that's happening more and more. Also, the electronics are getting more and more efficient. Let's face it. We're almost never looking through the dot. So a lot of them now have what I call go to sleep sensing electronics.
Right.
Hey, this gun hasn't moved. Same thing your phone does. You put your phone down, it goes to sleep. You pick right. it up, it wakes up. All of a sudden that little cell, instead of lasting a year, it'll last you 10 years. Great. So those are the sort of innovations between old and new. They can make a very small window on a gun. I have a hard time finding the dot. The competitors have great big dots. They're not worried about concealed carry, so everything's a compromise.
Right. Do you think now, I mean, in the camera world, they call it the gas syndrome, gear acquisition syndrome. I mean, for a very long time, especially with optics, a lot of people sort of snobby about optics. They get out there, well, if it isn't Shizukan, EOTech, or Aimpoint, I'm just not going to consider it. Or they're made in China, I'm not going to consider it. And I understand all of that stuff, but by the same token, I also sort of sit back and go, what exactly, how much is it that you need? What is it that you need in an optic? And what I need in an optic is I need something I can zero. I need something with a fairly decent battery life to it, and that's about it. And if I can get that, if I can get said optic at any price, I've gotten to the point now. I've tried Holosun, I've tried Trijicon, I've tried Leupold, Primary Arms, My son has one from some other brand and everything else, and I'm having a hard time seeing one that just pulls out so far head and shoulders above the other one that that would actually be considered the absolute one you had to have, that there's just no way to beat it.
Right. Right. Well, again, what I like about this particular, now, we call it Primary Arms. It's made by Holosun, but like many firearms distributors,
right,
they said, yeah, when you sell it to us, we want you to put the features together in this way, and we'll brand it as ours.
Right.
Primary Arms did not make this optic. With that large ring, the problem I was having is I present, and the dot wasn't there. It was just off, right out of the field of view. So that large ring that told me, Rob, move it over here. The dot's over there. You can find it if you pay attention. I found that really useful. It effectively made the window as if it were bigger. So is that some people said, no, you just need to present the firearm another 1,000 times and you'll find the dot. Okay.
Isn't that sort of dumb? I mean, I like 1911s too. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And there was one that had particularly caught my fancy that you've heard of. I'm not going to mention them by name. But when I got it, they said, now you have to shoot it 500 times to break it in. And I said, break it in? Because I was looking at this, and this was like a $1,700 gun. I said, why do I have to break it in? And then I thought about it for a second, and I looked at him, and I was like, oh, so you mean I have to run the metal against metal till it shaves itself down to where it moves smoother than it is out of the box? And he goes, exactly.
Did you guys didn't do that?
Huh? Yeah, well, I mean, I was thinking, well, yeah, $1,700, why didn't you do that a little bit for me?
Right.
Whenever somebody gets out there and tells me, well, you got to do this to make this happen or that to make that happen, there's either an easier way to do it or it's not the thing to buy. And I think with optics, I mean, like Vortex, they've come out with an optic that has a front bezel around it that's designed to take all kinds of punishment, which nobody else has done that yet.
Yep. I mean, like that.
CNH Precision, which is an old sponsor of mine, I've got two of their optics, and they are modeled after, they come with the RMR footprint, and, they're basically, just their version of that particular of certain things that other people have made, which there's only so many designs you can have.
That's right.
I look at the ones like I see the ones that are just your normal shape, and then I see the ones that are shaped like your mailbox. And the
right.
ones that are shaped like your mailbox are just gigantic affairs. I mean, they're huge. I have a hard time justifying to myself that that's a good thing to put on your gun, but. So for a flashlight, though, when you're talking about a flashlight for your Smith & Wesson M&P, what are you leaning towards with that one?
I don't. I haven't yet. I'm slow to adopt that. I should. I haven't trained with it. I haven't carried it. I have to go change all my holsters again, Bill.
Getting
old.
I know. Here's the thing, though, about that. When we were in Steve's class, Steve, if you remember, Steve said, I don't like to put flashlights on guns, even though every one of his guns has flashlights. And I listened to what he said about why he didn't like it, and to me it gave a little credence. If you're going to use a flashlight on a gun, and you're using it to see what's in front of you, that means you're pointing your gun at it to a certain degree.
Right. Yep.
Then I started talking to a staccato pro named Bob Keller, and I was asking him about that. Do you have your flashlight on your gun, or do you have it as a separate thing? He said, well, I don't know, Bill. Do you train to shoot your gun one-handed, holding a flashlight every time you go out and shoot? And I said, no,
right.
I do not. He said, so mount the flashlight.
Yeah.
He said, you don't have to point your gun at somebody to illuminate them with the flashlight. However, when you do it, you may as well have your gun pointed at them if you're trying to illuminate them. Because if they're a bad guy and they see you're a good guy and you're aiming your gun at the floor, they're going to shoot you while you're ascertaining who they are. All those perspectives.
Like everything else, there are compromises both in how we use the tool and in the techniques of how the tool is used.
Right.
I've seen the good news, bad news about dash cam videos and cell phone videos is you see officers use their flashlight that's on their gun in ways you don't want to use a flashlight. That's a gun you're pointing at people.
Right.
Look, because they do it so much, I understand that they're going to make mistakes. But I'm a civilian. Now, it is true, most of the time that you and I run into a problem, half of it's going to be at night. So carrying it, I do carry a flashlight. I feel reasonably proud of myself for that.
Oh, I carry a separate flashlight. I do have a separate flashlight for... there's going to be a lot of instances where I need a light that I don't need to be pulling a gun out to ascertain.
Right.
So I get that part of it. I get it. I do get it. But interesting little concepts and everything. Let me know how that optic works out for you. This little optic I've got, it seems very, very fragile, but I've seen videos of guys using it to rack the slide and everything, and I'm going to see how it holds up. I've got a spare in case this one breaks. So if this one, I'm going to see if I can break it. And if it breaks, then I'll just put another one on it and not do that again. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, okay. So here's something. Since half of our serious firearms encounters are going to be in a low-light situation, when was the last time you got to shoot in low light?
Oh, gosh.
Or shoot with a flashlight?
The last time I got to shoot in low light, I was in the Army. So maybe that's the next class to go get. Tell everybody how to find you.
It's been a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I write at the Slow Flax blog. I've got 2,200 articles waiting for you there. Put a couple up every week. Bill, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And for everybody, you know, this is the last week of Genesis Communications Network. But Rob and I will write again. Lock and Load continues on until we get tired of doing it. So that doesn't go away. Coming up next from Shooting News Weekly, it's going to be young Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.